The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Found yourself in the womb of the Good Day program. How's that for a description? Right there where it's
there
warm.
You go.
All that amniotic fluid floating around you, the audio fluid of the airwaves on the Good Day program. I have an imagination I have today.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, there's the voice of my friend Victoria Keelan, along with Kara Schillen. We are here to say hello to fine stations like WBZA, 1410, the information station in Albany, Schenectady, the Troy area of New York, WSDE down the road in Cobleskill. Let's see, where else? WTSN in Portsmouth, Rochester, Dover, New Hampshire area. WBGN in Bowling Green, Kentucky. How do you do? And hi, special hi to the folks in Mobile, Alabama, listening to the Good Day program. It's Listener Appreciation Day, so David Ford finds himself in the focus, lives in Harrisburg, Oregon. David, if you're listening, call us at 888-302-3684. Got a swell prize for you. Today is the anniversary, Victoria, of the first bicycle in the United States called Swift Walkers. Bicycle seen for the first time on the streets of Newark City, where you live. Swift Walkers are those pedestrians who just try to get through New York City on foot as fast as they can. Who can blame them for using a bicycle? How many times a day do you see people on bikes? That's one of the strange things. I see a lot of bikes in Los Angeles. I don't really see that many bikes in New York City. Do you see
really?
Many?
When was the last time you were here? Because city bikes have taken over.
What do you mean city bikes? What's a city bike?
You don't have them in every... Okay, cool.
Oh, you mean that you can rent on the corner and to the next corner?
You can go all over the city. You can take them for the day. You have an account, you slip your credit card in, and it's all electronic. The bike has all sorts of maintenance things that are, you know, in its own computer, so it knows if it has a flat tire or whatever. And you rent it for the day, and
the car says if the light, the left rear tire is off.
Yeah, check engine.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and they have them stationed. They take up an entire block pretty much in, there must be 10 or 15 locations now around New York City.
Wow.
And you just rent them wherever you are. To me, it's the weirdest thing to see men in business suits on these bikes with, like, their briefcase under their arm. It's very weird.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, bicycles are everywhere now.
All right, speaking of weird, Donald Trump, 54% of the vote in Indiana. Ted Cruz, 30. Can I do this like Ted Cruz? I can talk like he does. Ted Cruz, 36% of the vote there. John Kasich, 8% of the vote there. Bernie Sanders, 52% of the vote there. Hillary Clinton, 48% of the vote there. So was this the pivotal point when you knew the Cruiser was a loser? Listen to his wife, Heidi.
Ted is an immigrant. He is Hispanic. We can unify this party.
She was campaigning for him. Did that help? I don't think so. I can't imagine anybody being that silly, but it was a desperation move, and or maybe it was just how they really feel about themselves. He is an immigrant, and thus, how did he even get this far? We look around every time there's an election. Is this the best we can come up with? Cruz was an embarrassment to himself, to his party, to the country. And so why did we have to put up with him and Marco Rubio and some of these other characters? Does it mean that you really don't have to be that special to be president? Where are the really special people who could do a good job as president?
I just don't understand the whole immigrant thing with Ted Cruz. If he is an immigrant, how can you run for president?
That's the point. He was a waste of everybody's time because sooner or later, someone was going to challenge whether somebody in his own party or the other party was going to go to the Supreme Court, and it would take till the election to get some kind of ruling whether right. he is or isn't, was or wasn't, could or couldn't. It didn't. It was, why would you pick a guy like that who has so much rubbish and garbage trailing him that it would get in the way of his trying to focus on being elected as the president of the United States?
I'm surprised. I mean, Donald Trump is really good at forcing people to hand over documentation of their birth.
Right.
So I'm surprised that he didn't even just start with that with Ted Cruz.
Actually, he had some nice things to say.
I have to tell you that I've competed all my life. Competitive person. All my life, I've been in competitions, different competitions, whether it's sports or business or now for 10 months politics. And I have to tell you that I have met some of the most incredible competitors that I have ever competed against right here on the Republican Party. You know, we started off with that 17 number. And just so you understand, Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy. And
he's hypocritical.
Amazing future. He's got an amazing future. So
oh, really?
I want to congratulate
the carpetbagger.
How tough it is. It's tough.
Yeah. So there's Trump moving to the center a little bit. Here's we have a live tweet going at Good Day Show. Jack writes, Trump, the nice guy, is now the product. He likes everybody. The pivot to the center begins. Da-da-da-da. And some other comments here. Gene writes, about time, with reference to the end of Cruz. Here's Anderson Cooper talking to a reporter named Mark Preston. The focus is on the RNC as they defer to Donald Trump, who now apparently is in charge. It's Trump's GOP, it would seem.
Mark, we're hearing now from the RNC, correct?
We are now, Anderson. There's been a lot of talk about what is going to happen next with John Kasich saying he's going to stay in, but the Republican National Committee just now has said that they expect Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee. They tweeted it, at Real Donald Trump will be the presumptive GOP nominee. We will all need to unite and focus on defeating Hillary Clinton. Now, this comes, Anderson, as the Republican National Committee is trying to get together their convention out in Cleveland. They were preparing for a contested convention. Now all of that will shift to Donald Trump now being the presumptive nominee, him becoming the Republican nominee in July in Cleveland.
So is it true that in this circumstance, in this reality, that Donald Trump can't beat Hillary Clinton? How many times have we been told since this all began in February, Donald Trump can't win in New Hampshire? Donald Trump can't win in the Midwest? Donald Trump can't win in the South? Donald Trump can't win here? Donald Trump can't win there? And Donald Trump wins?
Yeah.
So
I wonder if the RNC now, if they're waving a white flag, obviously, because this sounded like it was going to be really contested. But I wonder now if they're going to say, we're going to support you, Trump, as long as we get to pick your running mate.
All right, well, who's going to be a good running mate for him? Kasich brings Ohio, but doesn't he need a woman to sort of soften?
And Jennifer has mentioned,
Mexico governor.
Is it Senator Martinez or is it Governor?
Governor Martinez.
Governor Martinez
from
New Mexico.
Hispanic lady in New Mexico. Is she a good candidate?
Yeah. I don't know anything about her. Do you know anything about her?
Yeah, I know that she's not spectacular. That's what I know about her. What I had a dream last night. You're going to laugh at this. There were people who were speculating in the talk radio world that Glenn Beck would have been Cruz's running mate before Carly Fiorina came around. I had a dream last night, or maybe it was a nightmare, I'm not sure, that Sean Hannity was going to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Oh,
or
God.
Would be a part of the cabinet, because he's been a big supporter with all the rest of the right-wing radio hosts, not on the Trump bandwagon at all, maybe because down in the marrow of his bones, he's a New Yorker. I can see him liking Trump. I can see the two of them together. I've never been around Donald Trump, but I've been around Sean a lot. I actually quite like him. I can see it. Feel it, sense it. That isn't going to happen because you don't want two New Yorkers on the same ticket. But I'm betting there's something in, you know, I don't know whether he gets appointed to the FCC. Who knows whether that's even what he wants. But there are a lot of people now speculating as to how much influence the world of talk radio, which has been a right-of-center product in many ways over the years, how relevant or irrelevant will be the hosts who were paid by Cruz to support him.
Is Hannity now, one of those?
Say again?
Is Hannity one of those?
No. No.
Okay.
No. There are some other big names, however, that were, and a lot of local hosts. But no, Hannity is not in that league. He didn't have to be. He was pretty much on the bandwagon from the beginning. And that was... It's always interesting to hear these behind-the-scenes things. Straining... First of all, Hannity was displaced by Megyn Kelly anyway because her ratings were better, so they moved her into that slot at 9 o'clock where Hannity had been, and they moved him to 10 o'clock. So there hasn't been any love lost between Megyn Kelly and... But Sean is too much of a gentleman. He would never, ever say that. He would be polite. He would be pleasant. He would be warm around her. The juxtaposition of Megyn Kelly and her relationship with Donald Trump versus Hannity's relationship with Donald Trump is pretty interesting to behold under the circumstances. So it's a food for thought item. It's 18 past the hour. This is a good day program for May the 4th.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like golden teak, tobacco road acacia, even beautiful bellowwood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get distressed oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Gee whiz. Can you imagine Prince is still on the top of many people's minds as the Prince saga continues ad nauseum? Latest rumors are Arsenio Hall supplied Prince with drugs for years. The claim made by Sinead O'Connor, she has made a number of accusations on Facebook, claiming Arsenio supplied Prince with drugs. His representatives dismissed the accusations as ridiculous and false. Really? I don't know. I don't. Was
Sinead on another planet? Honestly, I love Sinead, but she's on another planet, and she's got a different frequency from the rest of us.
I'm not
so
sure.
She makes crazy accusations about a lot of people.
Yeah. There's going to be a coast-to-coast salute today of Prince. The public radio world is going to, in a number of different ways, be playing the same song at the same time. Nothing Compares to You, the Prince song, Nothing Compares to You, will be playing at 5:07 Central Time, 6:07 Eastern Time, 3:07 Pacific Time, 7 hours and 13 days from the passing of the artist. That's a line from Nothing Compares campaign, uses hashtag Nothing Compares to You. So if you're a fan...
Is that today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Huh? All right, let's see
here. No other artist has gotten that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Prince's half-brother is now apparently surfacing. You know this is going to happen. I'm alive. I'm mentally okay. Give me some money. Claims his siblings are trying to cut him out of Prince's inheritance. Here's reporter Anna Werner, with the focus on several other people coming forward claiming that Prince was their father.
It would change things a lot for those siblings and half-siblings because they would get nothing if there is a child. By law, under Minnesota law, since if there is no will, those are the rules that everybody's going to have to play by, is what does state law say? For someone who dies without a will, the children or a child would get everything. Now, we should make clear that the firm that was telling us this, called Heirs Hunter International out of Los Angeles, says that they've had hundreds of calls. They're really only seriously looking into one claim, a man in his 30s who claims to be Prince's son. But if DNA, for example, were to hypothetically prove that someone was Prince's child, then essentially they would get everything under the law as it stands.
Really? How would they get Prince's DNA now?
I think they got it before he hit the road.
Okay.
I wonder
if that's standard.
Yeah, I think you get DNA from everybody when they die. I think that's how it works,
okay,
frankly. Here's a host named John Williams talking about his estate tax, which is growing, you can imagine. With all the extra money coming in, more taxes for the tax man.
Prince's estate, when he passes, is worth about $300 million. Since then, it may be worth many millions more, right? Because record sales are going through the roof, et cetera, et cetera. So say he's worth say it's $300 million. That estate is in line for, between state and federal, death taxes, over $100 million.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
For the government to waste.
$100 million of Prince's estate, money that he's already paid taxes on, if you will, or items that he purchased with dollars he had already paid taxes on. You and I dip into that estate, and we just claw some of the money back. Why? Because that's the way the laws are written.
I like that.
I have recently, this issue of estate tax has recently been brought up to me.
Outrageous.
And I never thought about it before, but my parents were doing some estate planning. That outrages me that you work your entire life paying taxes, and then your estate gets taxed after you die. It's a double tax. And I know this is very, like, right-wing of me, but that needs to be abolished. That is ridiculous.
It isn't right-wing. It's common sense.
It tends to be an issue that a lot of Republicans have been talking about.
I had real estate taxes of when I sold my home, $8,000. For what? That's the question. What are they doing with our money? 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
I don't struggle with denial. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed how we all have had that tendency, at least every once in a while, but some more than others, to deny something? Denial, as the joke goes, is not just a river in Egypt. It's a real concept that occurs every time we refuse to admit that we're doing something that others are actually seeing us do. Hey, you've been short with me recently. No, I haven't. Denial occurs because we don't want to face the reality that we're messing up in some way by hurting ourselves or others. But here's the thing. Denying something is happening in no way, shape, or form stops something from actually happening. The next time someone tells you you're doing something, even if you don't want to hear it, consider stepping back and taking in the feedback. By not denying what others are seeing in you, you give yourself a real opportunity to grow. For more insight and personal growth, visit drchristianconti.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Yesterday's gone, we have today, and we need a laugh. So, shall we focus on with our friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen? I'm Doug on the Good Day program. Shall we focus on that Starbucks lawsuit? Because we do need a laugh here.
Yeah.
Right? And so, those of you, George, I know you're listening in the Cleveland area. Let's all of us share a laugh with George and everybody else listening as we focus on this lawsuit against Starbucks over the amount of ice they give you in the drinks that you buy at Starbucks. So if you buy an iced coffee, what do you think you're going to get? Maybe they don't call it iced coffee up on the menu board. It's called cold coffee from now on. And you don't put any ice in it. Does that make any sense or not? What do you think?
Is that a real thing?
What? Cold coffee
instead of iced coffee?
Yeah, I mean, you can make coffee cold. Just put it in the refrigerator. It doesn't have to have ice in it.
Right. Yeah.
Here's Gioia Mia Italiano, Elliot Hill, who are on Lip TV arguing over the merits of this lawsuit.
don't go to Starbucks or don't get iced beverages. Like, the idea of, I can't, did she just wake up and was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to file a federal lawsuit. Yeah, I deserve, I mean, I don't know. This seems really bogus to me. Am I wrong?
I don't know. She has some logic to her reasoning. She carries on. In essence, Starbucks is advertising the size of its cold drink cups on its menu rather than the amount of fluid a customer will receive when they purchase a cold drink, and deceiving its customers in the process. So you're not getting what you're paying for. You're being deceived. And the reason why it's $5 million is that's a lot of iced beverages to drink. She is retrospectively applying this to for 10 years, the previous 10 years, and looking to create a class action lawsuit. So anybody who has had an iced beverage in the last 10 years from Starbucks can hopefully, as far as she wants, join her claim. And that's where she gets her $5 million from, because she's not suggesting she herself personally has suffered a $5 million loss, because that would be one hell of a lot.
Yeah, she's a real beverages. She's a real human rights activist, isn't she?
Ah, yes, scandal, gossip. There is a new radio station going on the air next week in the Detroit area that is programming scandal and gossip. People have problems and scandal, says the owner. So I'm going to replace local headlines with the stories of people who are in trouble in our local area. For example, the former chief of staff and mistress to the Detroit mayor is going to have a program on this radio station. The former police chief, retired after getting caught in a sex scandal, is going to have a TV radio program. Former state rep Todd Corser, who resigned after getting caught up in a sex scandal and a bizarre cover-up, he's going to have his own program. And you know, so all of this stuff it is on television. Look at the popularity of TMZ and the Housewives of Beverly Hills or Atlanta or Boston or Framingham or whatever.
The Housewives of Framingham.
The Housewives of Framingham. We got new radio format featuring gossip and scandal. Kelsey Grammer's wife could be a part of that, or former wife. So when I first saw this, Kara, I'm thinking, all right, how can she, you know, we were talking about this off the air, how can she be accusing him, the divorce, it's all over? But it isn't. The only reason it has any staying power is because she was a former, wasn't she a Beverly Hills wife?
She was a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member, I think, for 2 seasons. And then she and Kelsey got divorced and she left the show.
Okay, so then she got this new boyfriend who now has apparently assaulted her, beat her up. And so she says she suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Court documents filed yesterday. The lawyers are trying to compel the lawyers for this other guy, Dimitri Charalambopoulos, is the new boyfriend. They're trying to compel Kelsey Grammer's former wife. So why are we hanging our hat on her? Because she was married and divorced from Kelsey. How about she stands on her own?
Right.
Right?
No,
instead
that's
of everybody
exactly
trying
it.
To tie it to Kelsey Grammer,
yep.
She's on her own. Her shrink read from her notes in court yesterday, patient realizing the abuse she took and how it affected her, but does make reference to Kelsey in that. So I'm trying to figure out whether it was Kelsey who was the abuser or Dimitri Papalopoulos,
right,
whatever his name is. Well, who's
and why is she in court with Dimitri Papalopoulos?
Well,
Snuffleupagus. We're just going to call him Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
why is she in court with him? She already went through this long legal battle to get divorced from Kelsey, so now she's back in court with another ex-boyfriend.
This guy beat her up in a Houston hotel. That's what she says, anyway. He says, No, she's defaming me, so he's suing her. She's suing him. He's suing her. She says he slammed her head into furniture and grabbed her hair like she was going to be beheaded or something.
These two co-host the radio show on
there
the
you
network?
Go. Right, let's get to that station in Detroit, and they can host a program there, too.
Yeah.
She apparently has expressed suicidal thoughts since having all this trouble. But
if that's true, that is, in all seriousness, that is very, very sad.
Right.
But, it seems like kind of a crazy situation.
Meanwhile, back at the Starbucks lawsuit, Here's a YouTuber named Dan White thinking out loud.
Starbucks getting sued $5 million because there's ice in this lady's drink, and she ordered an iced coffee. So why would you sue because there's ice in your coffee? Because you ordered an iced coffee. And I think it's just ridiculous because
ridiculous.
If you did not like the way the drink's made, you literally could, first, you could actually ask them if you do little to no ice in your iced coffee, or like if it's made and you realize that you don't want that much ice, you guess you could go back and get it remade for free.
I checked with two of my barista friends, and they both said they constantly get requests for whatever iced beverage it is. People say either light on the ice, which then gives them more liquid. Because I said, do you guys have to set the liquid amount? And then if someone wants ice or not, it doesn't matter. You're getting the same amount of liquid. And both of them said, and they work at different Starbucks, they said, absolutely not. People ask for light ice or no ice all the time, and you get a full container of liquid. So this woman should have just said, I don't, that's too much ice. Don't give me that much ice. And that's the whole lawsuit right there. It's crazy.
Let's see, what's more important today? Who will be the next president or
ice?
Ice.
We should be playing Ice Ice
in
Baby.
Your coffee. Right. This sort of reminds me, I'm going back to thinking whether I can sue American Airlines for putting too much ice in my tomato juice. Because that's a problem. I don't like ice in my tomato juice. But now they ask you, would you like ice with that when you ask for a drink from the flight attendant, right? How much would you like, some ice in that? And I usually say just a little. And then, well, how do we define little? Is it one ice cube, two ice cubes, three, four? If I get four, is that too many? And do I need to sue America?
I'd like three ice cubes.
Three ice cubes. You better, from now on, when you go to Starbucks or on the plane, say, I would like two ice cubes in my... Or better yet, the server, whether it be a flight attendant or somebody at Starbucks or wherever it is, can ask you, or should ask you, how many... this is like when you go to the pizza store and you order a mushroom pizza. They give you too many slices of mushroom or not enough? Do there need to be... Like when you go into Boston Market and you have dinner, they weigh the amount of meat that you put. Have you ever noticed that? I used to go to Boston Market all the time. I get their turkey, and they used to weigh, they have cut three slices, and they put it on a little scale. And if it's too much, they cut a little bit of it off. Yeah.
Huh.
So it must be, if I don't get enough turkey, I don't do that anymore, but if I were to do it, I'd want to know how much I'm supposed to get, and if I don't get it, I'm going to sue them. Right?
I mean, well, if it's advertised as six ounces and you don't get it, then
Yeah. I mean, anything like that. We could start a whole slew of lawsuits to keep the 480,000 lawyers that aren't doing anything busy.
I say, let's go to Boston Market today and start the revolution.
Yeah, start the revolution. It starts there at Boston Market. All right, let's do one more scandal. You got time for one more scandal?
Scandal Wednesday. I love it.
Yep. The former wife of 49ers star Dana Stubblefield filed for divorce, been charged with raping that disabled woman. This was a story earlier this week. I decided not to talk about it because I thought, But then you look at this story and then you wonder, well, what's the story with his wife? He allegedly assaulted her, I guess, at one point in time. He assaulted this woman who was interviewing to be a babysitter. Claims his wife filed divorce papers before he was arrested for that. Really? So he did all this in front of his children, rumor has it.
Oh.
He was a first-round pick in 1993. I was a big football player at the University of Kansas. Here's another star. So what about that? What about that for gossip?
Ugh.
Or it's tripe. We're trifling with tripe. But yet, that's another. He's going to claim, I'll bet you, that he's got some kind of problem with his brain because he was a football player, and he got. What do you bet that's going to show up as his defense?
That would be interesting and certainly timely.
He posted $250,000 bail after he was arrested. Again, they went to his house, and the children were there. He got arrested. What's that going to do to you? What are you thinking, man? Or he's going to say, "Well, man, I haven't got any more brains left. I didn't know what I wasn't responsible for my own actions." You hear that coming, right?
Yep.
We're getting cynical. 45 past the hour with good reason.
Yes.
Under the circumstances. All right, so last night I hear from inside sources that Victoria Keeling did not have a good night's rest. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, she does not yet have her My Pillow. Her own My Pillow is on its way to you.
I can't wait.
You did not sleep well because you're sleeping on one of those rotten, stinking old pillows that you've had for a long time, right?
Yes.
All right.
I admit it.
She pleads guilty.
Yeah.
She doesn't claim the fifth. It's guilt. So if you're sleeping on a rotten, dirty old pillow like Victoria is, isn't it time you called 800-874-8985 and get yourself a pillow, a new My Pillow? It can be your pillow. Your pillow is My Pillow. My Pillow is the perfect fit for people who want something that holds its fill, if you will. It is very supportive of anything in your body that needs extra support, because you need to have a good night's sleep. Victoria needs to be well rested, which comes on this program in the morning. So she's called 800-874-8985 and used her boss's name as the promo code, DS for Doug Steffen. So what happens when you do that? You buy one My Pillow at the regular price, and your boyfriend's going to have his own free My Pillow as well. So both of you can start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com to make yourself the owner, the proud new owner. Be the first kid on your block to get your own My Pillow and another one free for your partner. 800, that's the deal. Buy one, get another one free. My Pillow, the most outstanding name in pillows in America, because it's made in America, is yours for the calling. 800-874-8985. The promo code is DS for Doug Steffen.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GSK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps you open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Hey, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day and the focus on Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, focusing on all the Mother's Day gifts from Amazon, technology and gadgets. Just a moment away, you'll have some suggestions about how you get a hold of some of the most popular Amazon gadgets that you can give to your mommy for Mother's Day this weekend. Stand by for that next on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, speaking of ideas, let's at 55 past the hour get to some of these deals that are happening on Amazon with the gadgets that mom might like. We have the opportunity here. I hope people pay the most this kind of attention when it's Father's Day as well, Victoria.
Of course.
After all. All right, so what do we have that's a special deal here?
So Amazon's got some great sales going on right now. If you want to get an 8-gig Fire tablet, it's down to $40 now. The Kindle Paperweight is down to $100, and the Amazon Fire TV is down to $85. So there are some really great bargains happening right now on Amazon, and these sales end on Saturday, May 7th. So it's definitely a good time to start shopping. Now, they also have other things that are really cool, not just Amazon-related gadgets. Remember we were talking a few weeks ago about Polaroid cameras being really popular?
Yes, I remember that was a deal, yes.
Amazon has a really great, which is perfect for mom, it's a Polaroid Snap instant digital camera. And so it's digital and it's also a Polaroid camera. And that's now on sale for $99 on Amazon.
Cool.
And then there are other things like you can get the Bodum French Press coffee maker, which is also a lovely, luxurious gift for mom. That's typically retails for $40, and today on Amazon it's $22.50.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
As opposed to the $100 version that you can get at, you know, Crate and Barrel or other Williams-Sonoma, other places like that.
But
the Kindle, all kinds of stuff. And even $16 off GoPro Hero waterproof camera if mom's
super
adventurous.
Why are we promoting this? No, I'm not getting paid for this. Why are we giving all this? Why are we helping Amazon so much?
Well, it's not Amazon. These are all different brands.
I know, but let's the heck with that. Amazon and its Prime delivery service, can they use that Prime delivery service to get this stuff?
If you're a member of Prime, yes.
Right.
PrimeNow.com. That's their new site.
But look at all the money Amazon's going to... Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Look at all the money Amazon's going to make from you having talked about this, and we're not going to get a nickel of it. You're not going to. I'm not going to. I don't...
Well, I'm going to call my friend who runs Amazon, and I'll make sure we change that.
Yeah, please. All right. So the other technical things that are of interest and importance, these racist trolls... the Old Navy ad, the interracial couple, Jack McCain, who's John McCain's son, is married to a black lady. Renee Swift is her name. She's an Air Force captain as well. Matter of fact, she outranks him. I think he's a lieutenant. She's a captain. And he took great exception, referring, he said, "I hope this one burns you too, you ignorant racists." I don't get what it is. The people who don't like Old Navy's running an ad featuring an interracial couple, right?
Yes.
And people on Twitter have been very critical. People are nasty on Twitter.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sharing photos of their interracial families, and I think that's sort of what's backfiring here with those who have been those pigs on the air, or not on the air, but on Twitter. So, I don't know, do we retweet that stuff, the stuff from McCain, because we approve of the message?
Yeah, why not?
59 past.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.